These children were born in the United States, second or third generation Muslim Americans, so they are not alien to American culture. Their parents enrolled them in the Muslim American Youth Academy in Dearborn in order to raise them both as Americans and as practicing Muslims. Albert Harb is the academy's director.
Islam is a multicultural religion. It has been able to promote itself and exist in all cultures worldwide. So what we emphasize that we are a multicultural religion. We are open to other cultures. We want to interact with people of different faiths in a positive way.
The academy is a part of the Islamic Center of America and is located between two churches. Hassan Qazwini is the imam of the Islamic Center, the nation's largest.
We believe that these will be the ambassadors of Islam to non-Muslims. They will be the ones who will be carrying the banner of Islam.
Take turns speaking and listen carefully.
Okay. Harb says the academy follows the standards of the Michigan State curriculum.
In addition, we have an Islamic component, a very strong Islamic component. We teach Islam as well as Arabic as a foreign language. It's very important for us to make sure that our kids also know Arabic so they can read the Quran and not only read it but also comprehend it and understand it.
Arabic proficiency has become a national security resource since the terrorist attacks on the United States in 2001. And the academy's aim is also to produce young Americans who can speak fluent Arabic.
We have preschool up to 8th grade, and we have currently enrolled 368 students. We grew from less than a couple of hundred to 368, alhamdulillah. If this keeps going, we will be adding one grade every year, one grade consecutively every year to our classes.
Muslim Americans across the United States are repeating this experience on different scales, aiming to raise their children to enjoy American culture and keep their own traditions. Muhammad Al-Shinawi, VOA News.